Pakistan has sent troops to the Afghan border to search for Osama bin Laden and members of his al-Qaeda organization. There's growing concern that many of them are trying to slip into Pakistan following their battlefield defeat earlier this week. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan last week moved several thousand troops into the border area of its northwest frontier province. Many of them are deployed opposite the Tora Bora region of Afghanistan, where Osama bin Laden's fighters were routed this week by Afghan tribal forces and U.S. airstrikes. U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan James Dobbins passed through Islamabad today on his way back to Washington from Kabul. He told reporters that Pakistan had reiterated its pledge to help hunt down bin Laden. Men.
We discussed the issue briefly, and the Pakistani officials reaffirmed their commitments to us as regards the strict border controls. It's a mountain range, so I think the passes are sealed. I don't think it's possible to prevent individuals from crossing the border. I think it is possible once they've done so to apprehend them over time, and then to ensure that they're dealt with appropriately.
As with the Afghan side of the border, however, nobody knows whether Osama bin Laden is even in the region. One of the biggest concerns for the U.S. about the Pakistani border area is the autonomy of the tribes that live there. The seven mini-provinces that make up the so-called tribal territories are not even governed by Pakistani law. Rasul Baksh Rais of Qadi Azam University in Islamabad believes it's very likely that Osama bin Laden has crossed over into Pakistan. But he says the traditional autonomy of the region should not hamper central government efforts to search for the Arab militant.
I don't think that even the tribes on the Pakistani side of the border are autonomous enough to shelter criminals from Pakistan or any group like Al-Qaeda for too long, because the intelligence network within these tribes spread out by Pakistan are extremely effective. I see slim chances for the survival of Al-Qaeda if they enter into Pakistan.
Rais says the same is not true of Taliban officials. There have been unconfirmed reports that senior members of the Taliban have crossed the Pakistani border. Analysts here say the ethnic Pashtun Taliban can linguistically and culturally blend into Pashtun areas of Pakistan. The Arab Al-Qaeda fighters cannot. In addition, observers say that many of Pakistan's tribal people may still support their Taliban brothers, but not the Arabs, who are perceived by many as having brought trouble to the region. Rasul Baksh Rais says U.S. troops will certainly be cooperating with their Pakistani counterparts along the border and interrogating some 100 al-Qaeda operatives who've already been apprehended in Pakistan.
There is already some understanding between Pakistan and the United States that these people would be arrested, and they have been arrested, and once they have been arrested, what we are going to do to them will also depend on consultations between the United States and Pakistan. And I think many of these people may not be sent back immediately to the countries of their origin. They will have to be questioned, and first by Pakistan, and then if the United States wants to question them, I think that access will be granted to the United States.
Many of the captured Arabs, like their counterparts paraded before the world's media in Tora Bora yesterday, are mere foot soldiers who probably never had contact with Osama bin Laden. But others could be senior leaders of Al-Qaeda looking to escape and regroup. And of course, among them could be Osama bin Laden himself. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Islamabad.